Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, your host, and on today's episode, I am blessed to be joined by Nehemiah Heckler. In today's copy and paste music world, you don't hear too many rappers who value giving their audience an experience they've never had before. Yet that's exactly the path that Nehemiah Heckler has chosen to take, but the Chicago area lyricist is no stranger to going off the beaten path. His beats and rhymes are as unconventional and far-reaching as his objective. Nehemiah doesn't really fit into a certain category. His goal is to lead people on a journey that requires them to think, understand, and lead others. His music is inspirational and contains messages of faith and hopefulness found in his Christian faith. Nehemiah will write songs about life and what's going on in the world. He wants to reach and inspire all people. After starting his career at the age of 16, Heckler, a lifelong fan of hip-hop, stepped away from it for 3 years until he felt God calling him back at the age of 19. Now back in the game, he maintains that keeping things new and fresh for his fans is not only what distinguishes him from his peers, but the key to his future success. Nehemiah, it's great to have you on Young Catholics Respond today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So we're going to open up today's program with one of your songs. It's called Mission Statement. Let's play it.
It's good to be back. Time to count down three. I hope you can come with me as I go on this long journey to inspire. Hi, my name is Nehemiah. I'm lifting up the Messiah. You can't go any higher, one. Let's get it done. I wanted to provide this lyrical, miracle, spiritual, analytical rap in the most syllables without sounding cheesy. Have this song every time, really speak to your mind with every line. By design, really ain't that easy. It's more than rapping, it's a passion like dancing or acting. Or you're simply clapping to the beat, you gotta believe me. It's more than a CD, it's like artists like graffiti. It's not trying to be cocky, no John Cena can't see me. Don't look at me at all, I wanna point you to the maker. Only way I could ever be great is cause I'm someone greater. I know the operator, the greatest demonstrator of love. I'm looking up when life is tougher, when I got haters. I'm motivated even when things get complicated. If I even indicate I love God, he's the reason I make it. A goal of mine to give you more than what you anticipated. Try to lift you up when you feel down to get us all elevated. Like AT&T, man, I wanna raise the bar. People look at me and say, who do you think you are? You won't be a star, you're not gonna go very far. You will never spit a verse as well as Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, maybe not, but I do want justice. This music comes from my soul like Republic. Music means so much to me, man, I love it. How you get lost in beats when you're out in public. I want to inspire, I can't throw my hands up any higher. I need to feel the fire, maybe weak, maybe tired. But you'll never take away this desire. I'm giving you all of Nehemiah. I hope you know it, I hope I show it. In every moment, in 2 years, I don't wanna look back and say, man, I've blown it. Know this, I got a message that I need to get across. It all starts with a cross. It's for every single person who feels lost. Counting the cost, but I'm never gonna stop this passion. Never gonna stop this rapping. Never gonna stop yelling from the top of my lungs, cause my God's greater than you can imagine. Does great things you can't fathom. My God always has the answer. He can cure any pain or disease you may have. My friend no longer has cancer. So through any circumstance, yeah, it may be hard in the beginning, but keep hope alive, you'll end up winning. I hope you can join me on this journey, but it's only if you're willing.
Boy, that was pretty awesome. That's amazing.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So tell me how you got started doing this, because our listeners that are listening to this right now probably haven't heard anything quite like that. I know definitely on my podcast and radio station they haven't heard anything like that. Tell me how you began doing this.
Just ever since I was younger, I always was like fascinated with rhyming words, and it's just something that just me and my school and my friends, it's just something that we all were interested in, talking about hip hop. And you know, I just kept practicing, and you know, in the beginning it was more rapping about like what you hear on the radio now. Like, it was about rapping about girls and money and, you know, everything. And you know, I just got introduced to Christian hip hop, and I was like, you know what, I didn't know you could rap about God. And I was like, all right, I'm switching everything I want to write about. And, you know, started really getting into God's word, and, you know, really starting to ask God, like, what do you want me to write about? And, you know, just from there, I just kept going, and it just turned into a passion, and I wanted to just encourage people through my music.
Fantastic. So you felt called. Was there any moment in your spirituality that was there a conversion moment that happened in your life that said, you know, you mentioned switching from rapping about secular things to rapping about God and Jesus. So what happened? What was the switch? Was there a moment?
There was. It just sort of hit me. My youth pastor gave me a CD, and the artist was Lecrae, and I was like, all right, I'll just put this on in the car on the way home, and I heard the first two tracks, and the second one was called "Don't Want to Waste My Life," and it just hit me, man. And I was like, I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to keep rapping about this, you know, about this garbage and you know, what everybody else raps about. I want to have music that inspires. I want to have music that like makes a difference. And I want to lift up Jesus because of all that, you know, all that he's done for me. I want to lift him up instead of lifting up, you know, the money and the girls and all that and the fame and everything. So that's when it really hit me. Like, I want to do this for Jesus.
Fantastic. So why is it important that you do this? What are some of the things, you know, I know you have a song called Why You Do This, which we'll play later in the program, but why do you do this? Why is it so important that you do this? Why is it important that you answered the call?
It's just important just because he's done so much for me, and he's just been so instrumental in my life, and he's saved me from so much, and, you know, I love him so much that I want to lift up his name, and, like, I do this not only for me, but for people that were in my position, the people that, you know, wanted to rap about, you know, the sex, the money, the drugs and all that. Like I wanted them to be like, hey, I can do this too. Like, it's not just rap isn't just about one thing. It's about, you know, everything. It's about life. It's about lifting up God. It's about lifting up what you care about. And what I cared about was God. And, I just do this because he's never left me, so I don't want to leave him, and I don't want to disappoint him. So I try to put that in my music.
Fantastic. And so, you know, a lot of people aren't used to spreading the gospel through hip hop. There's maybe a handful. Right. You mentioned Lecrae, but other than that, not many of them come to mind.
Right.
And so, why is hip hop an important medium for spreading the gospel? It's done on paper. We write the Bible on paper. We listen to Christian radio or, you know, K-Love or whatever. But why is hip-hop an important medium for spreading the gospel in today's world?
I just think hip-hop is becoming more popular, and more people are starting just to gravitate toward it. And you know, it's what we hear, you know, at the sports games. It's what we hear on the radio. It's what we hear before the big game. And it's like what I just feel like it's what helps encourage people. And you can just reach so many people. You know, when I say I do hip hop, everybody, you know, most people assume that it's about what I was saying earlier about, you know, the girls and everything and the money and the fame and everything. But when they hear it's about Jesus, and when they hear it's about life, they're like, oh, it's like a whole different perspective. Like, I know there was a whole different side to it. And I feel like I can just reach people, you know, that not too many people can by doing Christian hip hop. So, I guess, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Fantastic. And, you know, you kind of mentioned in there that what you're kind of saying, Nehemiah, is that you do hip hop and you're a Christian. You're not necessarily trying, you know, you're not saying I'm a Christian rap artist,
because
you're not. You're a hip hop artist, and you love and have a passion for hip hop first, and you have a passion for your faith. Actually, I should say you have a passion for Christianity first, and that bleeds over into your hip hop.
Right.
And so that empowers you to touch a wider audience, right? It's about evangelizing non-believers. And tell me maybe a little bit about that. Tell me about evangelizing those non-believers and why, you know, that mission field is important.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just don't want to be put into a box, and I don't want to, when people hear the words Christian hip hop, they're like, oh no, don't, you know, don't, come near me. Don't, like, I don't need, you know, you to slam Jesus down my throat or the Bible down my throat. And that's turned, like, a lot of people off, I feel like, to the Christian hip hop world. And I like to compare it to an athlete like Tim Tebow or Russell Wilson or Stephen Curry. Like, they're not Christian football players or Christian athletes. They're athletes who are Christian. But, you know, no one's like, oh, you're just, you know, you're a Christian athlete. I feel like it's the same thing. And I want to, like it says in my bio, I want to reach all people. I don't want to reach just the Christians. I want to bring the non-Christians into the kingdom, into the kingdom with me. And I want to encourage them and show them a different side to hip hop and show them just a different side to life. And I feel like if they hear the word Christian rapper, it kind of turns them away. But if I say hip hop artist, they're like, oh, okay, let me hear what this is about. Like, I'm just glad that God's given me the opportunity to relate to people in that sort of way. I just thank God for that.
Yeah. Now, do you have any people that have, you know, kind of mentored you? You're actually, I mean, you're listening to that first song, you're very skilled at what you do. You know, is there anybody you've learned from, anybody you've drawn, had musical influences from? I mean, you know, it's a very fresh and unique style, as you kind of point out. But, you know, who are your influences in hip hop and Christianity, maybe?
In hip hop, people, like, they kind of, it's kind of funny, they kind of turn away from me again, because I'd say Eminem. And we all know Eminem's music isn't the best, where he's come from. But just the way he portrays, like, each song and just the way how he talks about, like, life, and he talks about, you know, what's going on. In some of his songs, you got the other side of the songs that aren't, you know, the best. But then on the Christian side of hip hop, then there's Lecrae, Andy Mineo, who are both signed to Reach Records, Trip Lee, and then there's a new guy up and coming, his name is NF, who has just inspired me even more. But they just all bring a different aspect to music, and I try to learn something from each one of them, and, you know, just how I can apply it to my music. But as well as for a mentor, I've had plenty of mentors, and then just people that can just speak into my life, like my pastor, who's also my uncle. He's just been a huge influence on my life, and he's just given me so many opportunities that I'm just grateful to him for. And my dad as well. He doesn't really know too much about the hip hop side. But, you know, just always encouraging me and always telling me to keep going and always telling me to just never stop and just keep practicing and never giving up, and just teaching me just the ropes about becoming a man of God. So I just really appreciate him as well. So those are my two main ones. I have others, you know, that helped along the way, but those are my two main ones that I look up to.
Fantastic. What are some of the things that make a Christian man a man? You know, I mean, you know, you're a role model in a lot of ways for young people. You're young yourself. I'm young. And what are some of those things that you point out maybe in the music to live an honorable life, to live a Christian life that points toward the cross and points toward salvation? Because, you know, you're obviously a very faithful person, but what are some of those things that you encourage people to live by? What are some of those tenets that you encourage people to exemplify the gospel by?
That's a great question. Having integrity is a main thing, and the sad part of that is that I didn't realize in that until this past year. I've always, you know, they've always told me to, you know, always tell the truth and everything. And just being vulnerable here, just integrity is such a huge, huge thing. Like, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you shouldn't, you know, you don't have to hide anything. And so just the integrity issue is just so key. And then, your character is who you are when nobody's watching you. I've just been learning that, and you know, just having that in my head every time I think of, you know, something, you know, bad or whatever, you know, like, I don't want to disappoint God, and I don't want to disappoint my family. So just who I am when nobody's watching, who I am off the stage is more important to me than who I am on the stage, because everybody can, anybody can like have this great look and this perfect look and everything on stage, but it's really the question of who you are off the stage. Who are you when the camera's not on? Who are you when you're not getting interviewed? Who are you when everything is going, you know, not so well? Like, who are you then? Just building your strong character is really key in becoming a man of God as well.
Well, I am having so much fun talking to you, Nehemiah. We are listening to the voice and the musical stylings of Nehemiah Heckler. He is a hip-hop artist who happens to be a very passionate Christian from the Chicago area. Quite inspirational, quite awesome. Thank you so much for joining me here. I want to play another song, if we can, off your EP as well, and that is going to be Why I Do This. So let's take a listen to this, and we'll come back and talk some more with Nehemiah Heckler right after this.
Yo, let's get it. Coming up on the last days, people put money before anyone else, call it bae. Staying in line for 3 days, some sick J's, always trying to think of better ways to get paid. Brand new ways to go higher, cause you feel good at the top, no that's a lie, bruh. Saying that's a lie, go trick you into thinking and believing everything in life is great, but it's simply a desire. I'm sick of the lies of people committing suicide, people taking other people's lives when I cry. Often wonder why men rape little girls in this world and leave them in the cold and they die. If hip hop is such a great thing, then why are people popping pills and throwing the dollar bills in the sky? Teens are getting high, high rates of homicides, and the reason that I'm sharing cause it's hurting me inside and die. Just can't take this anymore. Hell, come a little kid gets killed at age four. People are abusive, leaving people bruises with no excuses as they walk out the door. Oh Lord, in this hard time we need hope, but we more focus on smoking weed and selling dope. People live in prison and suicidal notes, and they saying that they do it cause this world is a joke. They ask me why I do this, they ask me why I do this, I'll tell you why I do this. This music of a movement. They ask me why I do this, they ask me why I do this, I'll tell you why I do this. It's music of a movement. Jesus provides for me again and again, so I don't have to worry about the millions. I have to be faithful to the tens. Not worried about the numbers in my bank account, I know that's not the norm. I'm more concerned about 90% of boys before 18 exposed to porn. Million babies never born, 50% of marriages that are torn. People feeling regret and sadness cause their friend died, so now they mourn. Feels like a storm is swarming around them, headaches always head is pounding. Like the reservoir underwater drowning, I want people to find the guy that's found him. It's more than music, it's more a movement. I never wanna lose it. Man put so much work into it. God's given me a tool and I wanna use it for his glory. End of story. Thank you to all the people who went before me and showed me to stand boldly. Even if no one out there knows me. They ask me why I do this, they ask me why I do this, I'll tell you why I do this. It's music of a movement. They ask me why I do this, they ask me why I do this, I'll tell you why I do this. It's music of a movement. I wanna be a voice for the voiceless, the people who have made bad choices. Point them to the one that's glorious. With him you already won, you're victorious. People may ignore us, but keep going, keep on writing, keep on flowing, keep on standing strong and knowing that whatever you do, I believe you're chosen. Chains are broken, doors wide open. This right now could be your moment. Focus on your task at hand. Don't let it go like frozen. Stay devoted, never doubt. Even if people can't figure it out, this ain't about money. I would've chosen another route. The movement's what I'm talking about. They ask me why I do this, they ask me why I do this, I'll tell you why I do this. It's music of a movement. They ask me why I do this, they ask me why I do this, I'll tell you why I do this. It's music of a movement.
That was Why I Do This by Nehemiah Heckler. And Nehemiah is joining me here today on Young Catholics Respond. We are talking about his music, his ministry, his mission. Thank you again, Nehemiah. That song, again, is just very inspirational. There's lots of great things thrown in there. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about this song. Just tell me about the inspiration behind this song Just a little bit about that.
So I was just writing, I was writing this song. I remember actually where I was just in my bedroom, and I was like, I want to do more than just music. Like, I want to lead a movement. I don't know what it looks like yet. I don't know. That's only God that, what God could say and or do or whatever. I'm just gonna leave it in His hands. But I was like, I wanna do something, that hasn't been done before, and I wanna do this for the people that are broken, and I want to do this for the people that have been abused, and I want to do this for the people that can't speak on their own. Like, I want to stand up for those people. I want to rap for those people. I want to encourage those people. And like, I don't want to just do it for just like a certain like race or a certain demographic. I want to just do it for everybody. And just that song was just like a battle cry for me, to say that I just want to do this for God, and I want to do this for a movement as well. So
yeah, you're addressing a lot of issues in that song, everything from abortion all the way down to pornography to just all kinds of things. You're really addressing many things and calling it out for what it is. It's evil. And you know, if like you say in the song, if hip-hop is so popular, if it's why are we where we are as a culture, why
right.
are we in this culture of death? Why?
Right.
And I think that is a great battle cry for all of us to get involved, you know, to get going out, getting involved in in this Christian fight, because it is a battle, it's a war. We know that we've got to win it. We know we are going to win it
right.
through the victory of the cross. But we know that that we've got to be players in that, right?
Right.
And you certainly are a very very unique medium to spread the gospel, but you're doing it, and that's incredible. So I also want to ask you a little bit about the impact that your music has on you and your listeners, because, you know, when you're listening to this, it has an impact on you, even if, you know, you're not a hip-hop fan, if you're not
right.
You got the, you know, even if you don't have the hip-hop loaded up on your iPod,
right.
And it's not something you'd ordinarily listen to, this is something that does have an impact on you because of the lyrics, because of the message. So tell me a little bit about the impact this has on you and your listeners.
Yeah, the impact it has on me is I just get to be myself, and I get to, you know, I get to just, you know, rap. I get to do what I love, and you know, I get to put a positive message out there, and I get to you know, the cool thing about I'm independent right now, the cool thing about that is I just have freedom just to write, you know, anything I want. And just the impacts on me is just a way to escape. I know that happens, you know, people say that all the time with their passion or their hobby, of, you know, just being a way to escape, but it really does. Like, I'll go to my room and I'll just write for hours, just whatever I'm feeling. It may not rhyme. It may not flow well. It may not even go with a beat. It may not even make sense. But it's just how I feel, and I'm just able to just write and just be who I am. And that's just how it impacts me, and how it impacts my my listeners. I like to call them family. I kind of stay away from the word fan, because in the Bible it talks about how we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So I try to stay away from the word fan, but family, listeners, I just hope that my music impacts you in a way that you want to follow Jesus, and you want to, you want to kind of switch the way you've been living, or, you know, you kind of want to, go out there and make a difference, and you want to go out there and be the best that you can be. And, you know, if you listen to it and, you know, you're just like, oh, this is catchy, or, you know, if you listen to it and you're like, hey, I want to, you know, go to God, like, that's the ultimate goal. And I just hope that my music can impact listeners and just lead them to Christ, as well as just a positive life as well.
So as you've been performing in the area, do you have any stories from the road, any interesting stories from the road as you've been performing, or maybe somebody's written you something on an email, hey, that song was really awesome, or on your Facebook or Twitter. What are some of those really inspirational stories that you've heard from your listeners?
That's my favorite part, just of the music, is just hearing like what people like, the feedback from people. I remember last summer I did just a show at or just like a small little thing at a thing called Love Elgin Day, I did a song and I just came out of it and people came to me and were like, that song is powerful, man. Like I needed that today. And, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And just those type of stories, to actually hear that your music is doing something, you know, that you're not just, I'm not just up there saying some words, but just to have people, I've had people cry. I've had people just say, you're just inspiration. I've had stuff like that. And it's just very humbling, just to hear that and know that my music is actually making a difference, because that's what I want to do with it. So I'm just glad that God's given me the opportunity to speak into people's lives. And so.
Great, great. This is great. So tell me a little bit about how people can get in touch with you. I'm sure you are, open for performances. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody wanted to get to listen to you, hear you perform somewhere, book you, and also where they can find your albums on the internet, or, iTunes and all that other fun stuff. I'm sure you have that. But tell me just a little bit about how people can get in touch with you, how people can find your music.
Yeah, definitely. They're on my website, nehemiahartist.com. There's a contact page. It's one of the pages that, towards the end, where there's just a simple, booking filling form that you can write, a booking, or, if you want to ask me a question, or if you just want to send me an encouragement, or tell me you don't like my music, whatever. there's a spot that you can go on my website and find that out and fill out that form and contact me. That's probably the main one. I also have Facebook, where it's just Nehemiah Music 1. And then Twitter is Nehemiah Heckler, or at Nehemiah Heckler. And then where you can find my music, I have an EP out called Journey EP, and you can get it on iTunes, as well as Google Play, as well as Spotify, all the major music outlets. You can find it. You can also find it on my website as well. So there's many opportunities that you can get Journey EP.
Fantastic. Are you working on any other albums or anything coming up, any upcoming projects for you?
Yeah, I'm actually currently in the middle of, I'm in the process of writing for my next album. We're going to probably release it in the summertime. I'm going out to meet with a producer on that one. So very excited. I'm going to bring some people on to feature as well. So just excited to, bring a community. That's also a good thing about music. It brings people together. So I'll be able to bring people along to feature on the album as well. And I'm very excited for it. And then, just doing shows here and there, trying to get my name out there a little bit more. And that's the main thing right now.
Excellent, excellent. So this really has been very much fun. I want to reiterate a couple of the things you said about your website, nehemiahartist.com. Check it out. Also, don't forget to check out the Journey EP by Nehemiah, and that is on iTunes and Google Play. So definitely look that up. Of course, you'll be able to hear some of the music there. So. Or all of the music there. So definitely check it out. We want you to go on to the website, contact Nehemiah. Your music is very inspirational. It's very fresh and new. Definitely can't put it in a box. So it's just very inspirational. And if you think that there's somebody out there that can benefit from this, get in touch.
Yeah. Right?
You know, that's the big thing. You know, there's somebody out there listening to this that's like, oh, this is something new, something fresh. Well, get in touch. I mean, that's the thing. You know, a lot of people look at musicians and artists as people who are untouchable in some ways, right? And they're like, oh, you can't get to them because they got all these big agents and all these things. Well, no.
Right.
Reach out, you know, especially, look, we're Christians. So reach out and say, look, I want to know more because he can help. And he can help, you can help reach a very, very, a very, very needed area in the gospel. It's such a unique medium that you're using. So that's great. Should we leave listeners with hip hop? This, you want to tell me a little about this song before we close and leave the listeners with the song?
Yeah. Hip hop is actually the first line is I try to put Jesus in a lot of lines and Christ in every line or rhyme, and you know, I hear that all the time. Like, I hear, you know, in the hip hop world, you hear the same thing over and over and over and over again. And with my stuff, I just want people to hear something new. When I was writing this song, I was just like, gosh, I need to hear something different. I need it, like, hip hop. Give me something different. Give me something about life. Give me something about just like what the world's going through, like, right now. Like, I don't want to hear the same stuff over and over. So this was just me just letting it out, just trying to just put all my energy and passion into this song. And I really hope that people are encouraged by this as well.
Fantastic. So once again, thank you so much, Nehemiah, for joining me here on Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder, your host. And until next time, we encourage you to continue beating to your Catholic hearts. Here now, we leave you with hip hop.
Yeah, let's get it. I'm not saying you have to put Jesus in every line or Christ in every rhyme. I'm saying there's one in this world that's rapping about money all the time. Or the girls that you gotta find. We all know that you're dating dimes. So get it, you like crimes. Most of your actions serving time. Your influence kids' minds. Matter of fact, kids' lives. Make it all about fucking, no longer work them 9 to 5. Skip school, stay cool, work a job, sell dope on the side. Only thing that matters is if you got a nice ride. But most kids have that and they end up committing suicide. And are put in tough positions of do or die. These kids, these rappers, they look up to you guys. Who wanted you guys? Got the best lies. But why is rap just this who you compete with? Or about how many women you can sleep with? Or you and every time someone says something you don't agree with. That something goes wrong, then all you can do is tweet it. Love girls only when you need it, but then say so long. We wonder why so many girls feel that they don't belong. How can you talk about shooting people in your songs? But then when justice, when someone gets shot, I thought it wasn't wrong. No, I'm not hating, but this is how I feel. I know I'm not the only one that wants something real. I wanna see the side of you that you wanna conceal. Wanna see the side of you before you got the record deal. I hear my friends rap and I say, dude, that's not you. They say, man, you gotta do what you gotta do. People like hearing about bad stuff is true. Yeah, maybe, but what also people like is hearing truth. That's why when I'm in the booth, I gotta tell you like it is. Gotta tell everybody what Jesus Christ did. And love on you no matter how hard life gets. Pretty much what I'm trying to say is this. Hip hop, been listening to you since I was younger. Hip hop isn't dead, but I feel like it's going under. Hip hop, please take a minute and listen. I'm one of your biggest fans, but I wanna hear something different. Hip hop, been listening to you since I was younger. Hip hop isn't dead, but I feel like it's going under. Hip hop, please take a minute and listen. I'm one of your biggest fans, but I wanna hear something different. I'm not hating on you doing it, actually inspired me to write this. Yeah. I pray that you would show us all where the light is. You made it, congratulations, yeah, albums, many people. I'm down here at the bottom, but can no longer stay silent. Can't stay quiet, what if rap wasn't about violence? I thought we were supposed to rap about what's deep inside us. We just need someone and some spark to ignite us. Cause rap wasn't meant to separate, it was meant to unite us. God sent someone to guide us, cause this world is crazy, yo. I've heard the same thing played over and over on the radio. Not all of it is bad, but some is really shady, though. I just wanna hear positive music coming out my stereo. And no, I'm not doing this for attention. or even to get a mention. I just want some of these rappers to stop attending. That's all I gotta say, that's the ending. Hip-hop, been listening to you since I was younger. Hip-hop isn't dead, but I feel like it's going under. Hip-hop, please take a minute and listen. I'm one of your biggest fans, but I want to get some dear friend. Hip-hop, been listening to you since I was younger. Hip-hop isn't dead, but I feel like it's going under. Hip-hop, please take a minute and listen. I'm one of your biggest fans, but I want to get some dear friend.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information about Patchwork Heart Radio, visit www.patchworkheart.org or give us a call at 424-70-HEART. That's 424-704-3278.